This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We do an occasional roundup of international stories that have kind of fallen off the map. Today, Day to Day's Eric Weiner goes to Congo, North Korea, and the tiny Himalayan nation of Bhutan.
First, to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where people continue to die from a war that supposedly ended 2 years ago. A peace agreement signed in 2002 is unraveling, and now, according to a new study by the International Rescue Committee, or IRC, 1,000 Congolese are dying every day because of the war. Yet the conflict gets very little international attention. Richard Brennan is health director for the IRC.
Here we have excellent documentary evidence that more people have died in this conflict than any other since the end of the Second World War, and people don't know about it. I just find that a staggering thing to contemplate. If we were seeing this death toll in Europe or in a country of interest to the West, this would be the biggest story of the decade.
Nearly half of those killed, says Brennan, are children under 5 years old. They're dying not from bullets and bombs, but from diseases like malaria, pneumonia, and malnutrition.
So these are very easily preventable, very easily treatable diseases, and people shouldn't be dying of them.
And yet they are, says Brennan, because the fighting has devastated Congo's healthcare system. Rebels in Congo are fighting over the country's many riches, diamonds, gold, and something called coltan.
Congo is the largest single source of coltan, which is an important mineral that goes into our cell phones. It's the most important source in the world.
Brennan warns that whether the world is watching or not, Congo's in danger of slipping back into full-fledged war. Another troubled nation is North Korea. The coveted substance there is captagon, a stimulant similar to amphetamines. It's also one of North Korea's main exports. Two North Korean diplomats were recently expelled from Turkey when they were found with large quantities of the drug, presumably with the intent to distribute. Balbina Huang, a policy analyst with the Heritage Foundation, says this is not an isolated incident.
The North Korean state, which of course is under the control of Kim Jong-il, has in fact been operating to pursue the drug trade, in essence to bring in money for the Kim Jong-il regime.
Some estimates, says Wong, put the value of North Korea's illicit drug trade at $1 billion a year. Next to Bhutan, a tiny nation tucked away in the Himalayas. Here the substance in question is tobacco, which is perfectly legal, at least until Friday. That's when Bhutan will become the world's first 100% non-smoking nation. Even the sale of tobacco will be banned. Violators will be fined the equivalent of $225, a small fortune in Bhutan. Most Bhutanese support the ban, even the country's small number of smokers like Hwang Dendup. He spoke to me from Malaysia, where he was attending a conference and enjoying his last few cigarettes before returning to a smoke-free Bhutan.
I see this as a very positive step toward tackling tobacco, which is a killer, all over the world.
But you yourself are a smoker right now.
Yes, and I'm on my way. I'm downsizing my intake, going towards no tobacco day very soon. And I think when I go back to my country, it's going to be tobacco-free myself.
Or as Denda puts it, if you can't get it, you can't smoke it. And those are just a few of the stories not making headlines around the world. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.